Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Welfare Daily. I'm your host, Amy Lane, author, runner, health editor, and host of Welfare, the weekly running podcast that's your coach, running buddy, and lifeline to other runners around the world. Welfare Daily is a series of short tips, tricks, and ideas taken from the longer show that you can use to improve your running while going about your day. Remember, you can listen to the full-length episodes of Welfare wherever you listen to podcasts. And my book, I Can Run, is available in audio form and is great company on wet winter slogs. Today, I have a clip about running for the joy that's in it, rather than being stopped in your tracks by your stats. We're going to revisit the moment in my marathon training when I discovered that listening to my body and my internal data was way more beneficial to my running than clock watching. Here's that moment. I got back into my marathon training this weekend and damn, it feels good. In fact, it really felt the best at around kind of 13 miles of 17 and a half on Sunday. And that's because I looked down at my watch to see the time actually when I felt it kind of vibrate to say that I'd hit my 13th mile. And I looked at the time. And when I looked at the time, I was running around 20 minutes slower for the 13 miles than I was at this point last year. And that might really surprise you guys that I was happy about the fact that I was running slower. But it was kind of testament to the fact that I'd stuck to my guns. So after my wedding, I decided that rather than race Paris Marathon, I was going to run it. And what I mean is I am no longer chasing a time. So when I set off on this podcast journey and my marathon journey, I was actually on a plan which was designed to get me over the finish line at around 3:50, which is quite a punchy time for me anyway. But obviously life has got in the way and there's been a whole load of stress and other things which have happened and my wedding. And that's just meant I haven't had as much time for marathon training as kind of I hoped for, I wished for this year. And so rather than push on through and risk causing myself stress in both mind and body, I've decided that I'm gonna chill out and just really, really enjoy the next 8 weeks of my training and really enjoy marathon day. And so not clock watch and not get stressed about times and instead just take it all in. And so when I looked at my watch on Sunday and I saw that I was running 20 minutes slower, I was really happy because I'd gone out on that run and I just ran by how it felt rather than by letting my ego rule my feet and rule my times. And so, yeah, it felt really good. If you're keen to hear more running advice, then head on over to Welfare the Running Podcast for full episodes with expert advice and inspirational stories from the global running community. Now have a lovely day and I'll catch you back here tomorrow for some more Welfare Daily.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.